important. Because when people like you reach their full potential, the world has more happy marriages, kids have their moms and dads at night, businesses have leaders worth admiring and emulating, and you have the health and vitality necessary to fuel your dreams. One intentional choice at a time, you make the world around you better. And that's exactly why we need a far better plan. Dreams like these are too important to entrust to a faulty system. A far better plan. Some people say the best way to achieve your goals is to set just one or two. But for me, that's leaving too much on the table. Probably for you too. Whether you're an entrepreneur, executive, lawyer, salesperson, designer, marketer, doctor, coach, mom or dad, husband or wife, or several of those things, we're discussing the stuff that matters most, right? So why leave so many hopes unfulfilled? Instead of scaling back, we just need a system geared to work. I've been studying personal development and professional achievement for decades, and I've been practicing both at home and at work. As the former CEO of a $250 million a year corporation, and now the founder and CEO of a high-growth leadership development firm, I utilize a proven goal-setting system that incorporates safeguards for many of the pitfalls and failings of typical goals and resolutions. Over the years, I've seen amazing results in my own life and the lives of countless people with whom I've shared it. I lead thousands through this process every year in one-on-one coaching, group workshops, and a successful online course called 5 Days to Your Best Year Ever, not to mention the millions who read my blog and stream my podcast. This book comes out of all that learning, living, and teaching. Based on decades of practical experience and the best current research on goal attainment and human achievement, this program is designed to help you find the clarity, develop the courage, and leverage the commitment you need to accomplish your most important personal and professional goals. Your breakthrough year. When Heather Kampf hit the ground, she could have stayed down. She could have easily become discouraged and admitted what everyone was already thinking, that her race was over. It was as if a vacuum had sucked all the energy out of the place, she said of the moment she collapsed. One of the announcers even tried softening the blow. Since Kampf's teammate had moved into the lead, he said, it might be okay if she just came in last. But she didn't. The first thing I remember seeing, after feeling like I was falling, was seeing my hands on the track when I was pushing off to go again, Kampf said. She leapt up as fast as she fell down and began closing the distance. The crowd responded. As I started to gain momentum, it was like a crescendo of noise and excitement, she remembered. To the amazement of the announcers and spectators, she passed one runner, then another, then finally her own teammate to take first place. Kampf's story provides a powerful picture of what can happen when we stay in the game and keep pushing. Maybe you feel a few steps behind. Maybe you're at the rear of the pack and can't see how you might regain lost ground and reach your goals. Hold that thought. For the moment, I want you to consider instead what a truly breakthrough year might look like for you. Imagine it's 12 months from now, and you've accomplished your top goals in all of life's domains. Think about your health. How does it feel to be in the best shape of your life? How does it feel to have the stamina to play for hours with your kids, pursue your favorite hobbies, and have energy to spare? Are you married? What's it like to have deepened and enriched your most significant relationship, one where you can't wait to spend time together? Imagine your life full of intimacy, joy, and friendship with someone who shares your most important priorities, your most significant goals, and gives the encouragement and support you've dreamt about for so long. Consider your finances. How does it feel to be debt-free, to have money left over at the end of the month? Imagine having the resources you need to meet your expenses, protect yourself against the unexpected, and invest for the future. Think how reassuring it is to have deep savings and how satisfying it is to provide your family with the life they desire and deserve. Reflect for a moment on your spiritual life. Imagine you have an abiding sense of something transcendent in your life, of a connection to a larger purpose and a bigger story. Imagine waking up grateful and going to bed satisfied. How does it feel to face life's ups and downs with peace in the deepest part of your soul? Imagining these possibilities can be difficult for some. Life can feel chaotic and uncertain, and disbelief is one way to brace ourselves for the worst. But I think the reason goes even deeper. Most of us have a long history of not getting what we want out of life. Perhaps we set some big goals we didn't achieve, or the future turned out differently than we planned.